It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Noreen Nolan is here, and Debbie Nichols from the Newcastle Chamber. A couple big events coming up. First of all, it's the Return of the Spirit Walk this Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. at Highland Cemetery, right above Lakota in Newcastle. Of course, those of us that have been around for a while remember it used to be at the top of C Avenue, which does not go all the way through anymore. So this was really popular. Did it back in 2012, 2013 was the last time that you did the Spirit Walk, something like that?
Yeah.
And it was, about 300 people, you said?
300 people, yeah.
That attended? Mm-hmm. So talk about what you have. Is this a guided tour? Obviously, it's at night, so it's kind of spooky a little bit, I guess. Cemeteries and night and that kind of thing, but at least it's with a large group of people. Will folks just be wandering around themselves? Will it be a guided tour kind of thing?
It's a guided tour that will be. We have about 12 guides, and they'll be taking groups of people through the cemetery, and to stop in to see each one of the historical spirits.
Yes.
All right. And by historical spirits, you're talking about markers and then a little bit of story about their history?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We have about 12 of them, and they'll be scattered throughout the cemetery.
So you'll actually have folks that are playing the roles of these.
Yes, we have some roles.
That's
we don't want to give out the whole list.
I've heard that story.
I know.
He's the one that they didn't even bury in the cemetery. They buried him outside because they were so upset with him.
Yes,
I've heard that story.
Who was it? Billy Griffith.
That's right, yeah.
He shot the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. And a couple other people, I think, too.
Yeah.
It was, back in the day, it was all the news, all the drama in Newcastle. Back in the gunslinger days turn of the century.
There's so much history in it that people don't even realize,
Sure.
And there's a lot of newcomers in Newcastle, and that's why we wanted to do this again, because a lot of people are moving there. And we said, you know what, we need to bring it back because it's a fun event. And then, Okay. Oh, and then we have tiki torches and solar lights and lots of fun things.
And hot chocolate and cookies afterwards.
Yes, and a big fire pit and hot chocolate and cookies. And we got Bill Pugh singing around the campfire, his cowboy songs. So that'll be kind of fun.
It'll be just like the old days.
Yeah.
As I recall, there's a trail that continues past the cemetery that goes up to BLM or Forest Service land as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
It may be more developed now than it was, 40 years ago.
A lot of homes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Still beautiful.
Absolutely. A lot of history in cemeteries. Even if you don't know the story behind all of these grave markers, gravestones.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of history to be found. You can learn about war heroes, people that served. A lot of times just by reading the inscription, the epitaph, you can learn about people and how they lived and what was important to them.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, do either of you know what the oldest marker is in Highland Cemetery in Newcastle?
Joe told me, and I did not write it down. We have, of course, part of our committee is Joe and Lorraine McNeil. They're our walking history books.
Yeah.
You're right, pretty much.
Right.
And there's a few other people in town that also know a lot of history. So, they're...
Yeah, Joe and Lorraine, of course, have been involved with the museum in Newcastle.
Right.
At the old firehouse for a number of years. And if you want to know anything about not just our family history, but about what's happened in Garfield County or...
And who's connected to who.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's so...
Well, that's the most interesting part.
Yeah.
So Joe and Lorraine are on the board committee. For the chamber? Okay.
Right.
Well, they're Actually, what the Spirit Walk does is the cost of it is $10 for adults and $5 for kids. And all the proceeds are going to benefit both the Historical Society and in Newcastle and then also the Chamber.
Yeah.
It's going to be a kind of a 50-50 split. So that's what we're going to do. So
yeah,
they can get some.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Right.
By kids, you mean?
About 12 and under.
12 and under, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
12 or so. All right.
And the tickets are being sold at right now at the Town Hall, the Chamber Office, Spirits of Newcastle, and then also Edward Jones Office, which is right up there by City Market.
Okay. Spirits, of course, which is Mrs. Liquor Flynn's drugstore.
Yeah.
Some people will remember that. All right, and so you said Edward Jones next to
City Market
in Newcastle, Spirits Liquors on the corner there at the Chamber Office and at Town Hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a cutoff, or are you charging if folks just show up this Saturday night? Can they still pay admission?
Okay. Yes, it'll be cash or check only.
Okay.
If they show up.
Okay. But you can take, some of these locations can't take cards?
Yeah. Those locations can't they? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they're all pretty set up for that.
Okay. All right. And again, just cash or check if you just show up this Saturday night. But if it's a last minute thing, absolutely.
Right.
Yes.
Because we got coal miners and everything going to be there. Lots of good people.
Sure. You bet. A couple big mining disasters.
Yeah.
In Newcastle. Of course, I actually just learned over the weekend about the Coryell mine.
Oh, yeah.
And the owner of which was very involved in this area in mining and
trying to think of his name.
Coryell.
Coryell. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And he founded Coryell Town, which at the time was a mining camp.
Oh.
Just, on the west end of Newcastle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And amazing. Ended up going somewhere and did time in jail, interestingly.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the museum, they have like a map. And I know you saw this, but it shows you, like, if somebody wanted to even take a tour walking around town, not necessarily for the Spirit Walk, it had where places were, like you're saying, the old drugstore, the old brothel house. I mean, you know, they had all kinds of things going on there. And people don't even know that. So then they can go, you know, and that's kind of nice by opening up a little bit more even about the Spirit Walk. Right?
The old blacksmith, Jasper Ward.
That's right, yep. Jasper Ward. He's there.
Which the street is named after him, where
that's
the old blacksmith shop was.
Mm-hmm.
I had a teacher that said when he was a kid, Jasper Ward was still around.
Yeah.
And he would sometimes leave like a window or a door open so that the kids could actually watch him work.
Oh, really?
He said that was,
that's pretty neat.
In the days before, Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto, video games, that's what kids did for fun is, watch other people work.
Right. That's true. Especially blacksmiths.
Well, and blacksmithing, I mean, I know that there are still blacksmiths around, but isn't it interesting how times have changed? Back in the day, that was like the blacksmith, the farrier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
I was going to say the horseshoer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I almost did too, actually, if I'm being honest. The livery stable. That was those were the important things.
Still up there on the
on the west end of town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. It says Liberty Stable still. Yeah.
Yeah. Website, Facebook page where folks can learn more about the Spirit Walk this Saturday?
It is posted on the Town of Newcastle. Okay. I do have it up there on their website, newcastlecolorado.org.
Okay. But other than that, it's pretty simple. Just this Saturday night, 7 to 9 p.m. at Highland Cemetery. Again, if you want to buy tickets in advance, do you have a limited number? Like, have you decided to cut it off at a certain point? Or
not now.
Okay.
Whoever wants to show up.
Yeah.
All right. So you can buy tickets in advance again at Town Hall, at the Newcastle Chamber Office, at Spirits Liquors, and at Edward Jones in Newcastle. $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 12 and under.
Yes.
And we will take a quick break, come back and visit a little bit more about the Spirit Walk in just a second. And plus, the Holiday Craft Fair is coming up, too, before the end of the month also. We'll talk about that also. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Debbie Nichols and Noreen Nolan from the Newcastle Chamber. Again, hosting the Ghost Walk along with the Historical Society this Saturday night from 7 to 9. I'm sorry, Spirit Walk. Spirit, Ghost. Forgive me for that. Sorry about that. Again, it's $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Get those tickets at Town Hall, the Chamber Office, Spirits Liquors in Newcastle, and Edward Jones next to City Market. Again, everybody will kind of take a tour along with 12 volunteers. It'll kind of tell a story about a particular character in Newcastle's history. And then hot chocolate and cookies with some music from Bill Pugh afterward. He'd be strumming a guitar and singing that kind of thing around a campfire, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. Sounds like just like the good old days. Yeah. The only thing that's missing is, you know, bacon and beans or something along those lines. Sponsors for the Spirit Walk?
The sponsors this year is Newcastle Chamber, Alpine Bank. They always step up. Spirits of Newcastle, of course, and Newcastle Liquors.
By the way, I was talking about Perry Coriel earlier.
Yeah.
He had a hand at some point in all of the mines in Newcastle. He was a partner with Jerome Wheeler, of course, who from up in Aspen. Apparently, he had a hot temper after he left Newcastle, got into a little bit of trouble. I think he served time like in a prison in Washington State. You can, if you see Steve Rippey at the Spirit Walk, you can ask him for the whole story. I'm sure he'd be happy to tell you.
Steve, yeah, he's great.
I'm sure Joe and Lorraine would probably know quite a bit as well about that history. So speaking of volunteers, obviously the event is this Saturday night, so you have everything pretty much the way you want it. If anyone is interested in helping out, can they still show up and help clean up or something like that, or
set up?
Okay.
Yeah. Or even just help us with being a guide over taking, you know, the tours.
And how can they do that? Give you a call, Debbie, at City Hall or?
Give me a call. Well, yeah, Town Hall, 984-2311, or call the Chamber Office, 984-2897. Right now we have about 25-plus volunteers helping.
It's probably pretty good. So if you have 300 people come out again, that's 10%. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty
decent. We could
always
use some extra hands if needed.
Sure. Again, the chamber number is 984-2897. That's probably, for this event, probably the most appropriate way to sign up for a volunteer list. Again, the Spirit Walk is not the only thing that's happening in Newcastle this month, coming up toward the end of the month. The Saturday before Thanksgiving is the annual Holiday Craft Fair at the Newcastle Community Center.
Yes, the Chamber hosts a yearly craft show now. And it will be on the 23rd of November from 9 to 2 at the Community Center.
And
we have a few more vendor openings, so if anybody's interested, please call the Chamber office again, 984-2897.
Is it free for the public?
Yes.
Okay. So entry is free. You just wander around and maybe find some homemade stuff that you didn't know you needed, or some great gift ideas, I imagine.
Great gift ideas, yeah.
Like, you know, ceramics, home decorations, homemade jewelry, ornaments,
jewelry,
that kind of thing.
And we do have Roaring Fork Spice. She's coming in.
Woodworking.
So
Spice and woodworking?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting combination. But is it, seriously, though, is it
holiday
like she does spices like locally, like cinnamon and thyme and that kind of
thing? She does. I'm reading about it because I haven't seen her, but she does these different spice blends.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's I don't know, like if you were going to go to the grocery store, like the beef blend or the chicken blend, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Italian seasonings and, you know, different blends.
Love my Italian seasoning. I probably put it in things that you're really not supposed to put Italian seasoning in, but I still love it. So I guess if it tastes good, that's the important thing, right?
Right.
Or to me, anyway.
Yeah.
Even if the rest of the family is rolling their eyes, so what? Again, the Holiday Craft Fair is Saturday, November 23rd, starting at 9 in the morning till about 2 in the afternoon. Yes. How many vendors do you typically have, or how many vendors is your absolute max? That's what I should ask.
12 to 15.
And you do still have some spots for vendors.
Few spots are open.
Do you have any requirements for vendors, certain guidelines that they have to follow, any rules, anything like that? Okay. And is there a fee to set up and be a vendor for the craft fair?
$25. Right. If they're not a member of the chamber, if they're a member of the chamber, it's free.
All right. Again, that's the Newcastle Chamber. Their phone number is 984-2897. So can you give me some specific examples, like something maybe you have bought at the craft fair in years past?
In the years past, I've gotten different jellies from there, you know, some homemade jellies. And yeah. It was like a blackberry lime one year, and it was really good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And then jewelry. You know, I've gotten, and then there were some ladies there that were doing a lot of crochet and knitting.
Made a bunch of ornaments, too.
Yeah.
Different
handiwork.
It reminds me, when you're talking about the jelly, our insurance agent's wife makes this jalapeno jelly every year. It is so good. So tasty. I imagine, have you seen anything like that before?
Yeah.
Either way?
I make a peach jalapeno.
Awesome. Yes, peach jalapeno.
Yeah,
that's actually exactly what she makes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
What about you, Noreen? Anything, any gems that you have found? Literally, or maybe literally, I guess.
Yeah, I love the jewelry and stuff, too. It's really fun. Because some of the vendors from the market are actually... that come into the chamber, too.
From the farmer's market.
Yeah, okay. So it's kind of nice that they continue because a lot of people request, well, where are you going to be? Will you have your jams or your pickles or your jam, you know, that type of thing, baked goods and stuff. And I've gotten more of the baked goods, I guess, than anything, in the jewelry. And but there's one particular gentleman that'll be there, Jay, and he has those woodworking. He makes great, really nice woodworking boxes and little
He carves them out of hunks of tree.
Yeah,
he does these like cedar jewelry boxes, and the carving work
and
is amazing.
Yeah, and he was at the market, and he's at a couple of markets, but he was really good. And so his stuff, a lot of people are asking about because that was really nice, fine.
Okay.
And I bought some of his boxes over the summer.
So if you put off buying something from him over the summer at the Newcastle Farmers Market, here's another chance for you to get
do
something.
It. Yes, yes. And some soaps and... There's that right? Victoria's doing her soaps and lotions and stuff. So.
Like the homemade soap. And I want to say goat's milk is
goat's
one
milk.
That I remember.
Yeah.
It's because it's really good for the skin.
The moisture.
Yeah, particularly if you have really dry skin, goat's
and
milk
the oils,
is really good for you.
And it helps. Yeah.
Victoria, when she does her, between her soaps and...
her oils and stuff she does.
She does a really nice...
And
she'll have
massage.
A little gift bag and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, the Holiday Craft Fair is Saturday, November 23rd from 9 to 2 at the Newcastle Community Center. It's absolutely free for anybody that would like to stop by and check out the vendors that will be there. Vendor fee is $25 for people that are not members of the Newcastle Chamber. It's free for members of the Newcastle Chamber. Is it an annual membership, by the way, Debbie, or...
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's not one of those things where go ahead and sign up now and you'll have it for another year. But maybe you want to become a member for 2020. Then you don't have to worry about that fee anymore.
Right.
Again, it is only $25, though. If you'd like to set up to be a vendor for the Newcastle Holiday Craft Fair on Saturday, November 23rd, just call the chamber office at 984-2897. And again, the Spirit Walk is this Saturday from 7 to 9 at Highland Cemetery. Everybody just meet out there. Plenty of parking spaces along. So what is, I said it used to be C Avenue, but what is the name of the road that goes to the cemetery now?
Clubhouse Drive.
Thank you. You can park right along Clubhouse Drive. There are parking spots along the way. So you'll actually park outside the cemetery and then kind of meet right at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll have tour guides that will lead you along the way.
And take the tickets,
One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Noreen and Debbie from Newcastle, from the Newcastle Chamber. Again, they host the Spirit Walk at Highland Cemetery this Saturday night from 7 to 9. You can buy tickets in advance for this, by the way, at Town Hall in Newcastle, at the Newcastle Chamber, at Spirits, and at Edward Jones next to City Market. It's just $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under, if you'd like to check this out. Again, it is a Spirit Walk. It's in a cemetery at night. You do have a kid price, so obviously this is a kid-friendly event.
It's a family event.
Would you call it? I always ask people, you know, if this were a movie, how would you rate it? It sounds like G would be.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's real tame. You're not going to have folks jumping out from behind headstones and that kind of thing. Maybe next year. Again, a number of different volunteers will be helping out, 12 different folks that have been learning their parts over the last few weeks, trying to make sure that they can really sell their characters that they'll be portraying this Saturday night. And again, if you'd like to help out in some way, still need some help, perhaps not the characters, but leading people on the tour through the cemetery, taking tickets, that kind of thing, you can call the chamber at 984-2897. And then there are all local people, by the way, that are performing these parts. Yeah. A lot of historians, that have spent a lot of time learning. Well, in some cases, they kind of lived a lot of the history as well. So you can learn a lot if you're curious about Newcastle's history or just the history of the area. You know, in the previous one, I was talking about Coryell and the fact that he and Jerome Wheeler from Aspen, were business partners. Keep in mind, you know, back in the day, a couple hundred people in each town, and it was pretty easy to know everybody in the entire county.
Yeah.
You know, you'd go visit the saloon in the neighboring town.
You know.
Actually, back in the day, wasn't it like 2,000 people in Newcastle back in the day?
Yes.
You know, around when it, 000, at the, you know, at the height of the mining boom.
Yeah.
And around, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 now, Noreen.
Yeah.
And yet, when I was a kid going to the old school in kindergarten, I think there was 200, if you're lucky.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's gone up and down through the years.
Well, and that's kind of the life cycle of a mining town. You know, the old town of Sunlight, I think, had at least 1,000 people.
Wow,
you know,
that's amazing, too.
And now it's just the ski area.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But you probably won't be talking too much history about that, though you never know. There may be some connections with folks that mined up by what is now Sunlight Mountain Resort.
Yeah.
Could have mined in Newcastle as well. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
No.
Or the it's also so interesting. A lot of people, newcomers especially, may not know how many mines were in this area. You know, coal, I think, was a bigger deal in Garfield County, where, of course, it was silver and other things in Aspen at the time. Probably some coal as well, I imagine. But, you know, there are all kinds of mines up on the Hogback. And you may stumble across one you didn't even know was there. It's like, what's this? It's a big hole in the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
Again, you can learn more about history of this area by stopping by the Spirit Walk at Highland Cemetery in Newcastle on Clubhouse Drive this Saturday night from 7 to 9. What are the sponsors again, Debbie?
The sponsors are Newcastle Chamber, Alpine Bank, Spirits of Newcastle, and Newcastle Liquors.
And again, after everybody goes on the Spirit Walk, you probably meet like right at the gate again. Is that where you'll have
there's a spot there, not far from the entry of the cemetery, that where we're going to have some hot chocolate and some cookies and
Bill Pugh
singing
and playing
around the fire pit,
picking and grinning.
Picking and grinning.
As the case may be,
around the fire pit. Yay.
Again, the Spirit Walk is $10 for adults, $5 for kids 12 and under. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you where you can get tickets again here in just a minute if you are just tuning in. And then the Holiday Craft Fair on Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 to noon at the Newcastle Community Center. a big social event, obviously, for everybody to get together and wander around, maybe pick up some great gift ideas, things that don't exist anywhere else.
Yeah.
And again, if you want another chance to get one of those carved boxes, tell me the guy's name again.
Jay.
Jay, who was at the farmer's market over the summer, and a lot of people were really happy, including Noreen. You bought two or three things from him. So
he's very good. Original, nice stuff.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Again, entry is free for the Holiday Craft Fair on the 23rd. But if you would like to set up a vendor booth, still some space for that. You can call the chamber office at 984-2897. It's $25 for non-members and Newcastle Chamber members. You can set up a booth for free. How much space do they have? Like a 6-foot table-ish?
Eight-foot table worth.
Eight-foot table. Okay. Two extra feet.
Yeah.
What does that even mean? I don't know. But an 8-foot table, you can set up quite a few things. If you've got some kind of craft or goodie, ceramics, jewelry, ornaments, that kind of thing. Very cool. Again, that's Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Newcastle Community Center, 423 Main Street in Newcastle. Just a little bit up from the livery stable, which we were talking about earlier. Then the Spirit Walk this Saturday, the 9th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Highland Cemetery. Again, just meet at the top of Clubhouse Drive. Plenty of parking spots right along Clubhouse Drive. Again, last time you did this, which was 6 years ago.
Yeah, 2013.
Actually, it was in the spring of 2013.
Quite.
Yeah, so actually a little bit more than 6 years ago, and a half years ago. About 300 people showed up.
Right.
So a big event. Folks always interested in history, which I think is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I shared. I didn't, actually. So I told you the story about my teacher that used to talk about watching Jasper Ward.
Right.
We took a field trip to the cemetery.
Oh.
And we walked around the cemetery, and he would tell us, we'd walk a little bit, and he'd say, well, this guy, my dad knew him, and, a little story about not each one of the people, but about several of the people
that are
in the cemetery.
Wow, and
that's
so it was,
neat.
Yeah, very cool.
It is pretty nice. And again, we're hoping people will go to the museum, get even a little more information, and there's just an amazing amount of information at the museum itself, too. So this is where
speaking of which, the museum, the Historical Society in Newcastle, is sharing the money, the proceeds from the Spirit Walk with the Newcastle Chamber. So
yes, it's a benefit for both of them.
If you buy the $10 or $5 tickets for the kids, half of that goes to the Newcastle Chamber. The other half goes to the Newcastle Historical Society. And so that's kind of a cool thing. I thought I was doing so good, and I completely forgot about that, Noreen. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
I just thought we should put that out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, they work really hard. And it is pretty amazing to go into
and
the
And it's
museum.
All volunteers, too.
To it's all best, volunteers, yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, it's all volunteers.
Yeah. So the money that's raised, that'll be used for rent and heat and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and to store more information.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I remember speaking of the old firehouse in Newcastle, I remember going there to get water to fill up the cistern when I was a kid.
Jeez.
I've got stories about everything.
Yes, you do.
It doesn't matter where
it
is. If it's from Aspen to Parachute, I've got a story about it at some point in my life, I guarantee. Oh, my. Anything else that we should mention about the Spirit Walk or the Craft Fair? Debbie's checking her notes just to make sure. You can tell who the organized one is here. I'll tell you that much.
I think we got it. I mean, it's a huge undertaking with all of our, we're very grateful with all of our volunteers that have stepped up and offered to either act or be a guide. We have marvelous sponsors helping out with some flashlights and some other stuff, that's needed. And, with the spirits, they're being one of the sponsors on the back of the adult tickets. There's a coupon for spirits.
that's worth mentioning.
Yes.
And again, this is a kid friendly.
And it's
not scary.
Very,
it's a historical thing, a history thing. So
it's
the kids
fun.
Should have a good time as well. It is not intended to be spooky
no.
in any way, shape, or form.
Ticket sales, of course, like we mentioned, it was Town Hall, Newcastle Chamber. Edward Jones over there by City Market in Newcastle, and Spirits of Newcastle. They're all selling tickets.
And if you, it's a last minute thing, think about it Saturday afternoon, you can still go.
Come on up and join us.
Just bring cash or a check. And again, $10 for adults, $5 for kids, 12 and under. Again, this Saturday night at Highland Cemetery in Newcastle from 7 to 9.
And the moon is three quarters by then.
Oh.
Is it? Okay.
The moon will be a three quarters moon.
So the flashlights, thanks to the sponsors, will be helpful, but they'll still have a little natural light up there as
and
well.
The spirits, yeah.
There you go. All the best, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.